Hi everyone, it's me, Karen Kingston. I know I look terrible, and I apologize for any distress I've caused anyone over the last couple weeks. I taught Ernest Luke, L-U-Q-E, was a security firm I hired. That's the owner's name, Ernest Luke. He used to work for the FBI, and he told me he worked for Obama and Hillary Clinton when she was Secretary of State at the Pentagon. He told me my life is in danger. I have been poisoned multiple times, stuff in water bottles or water, food. When I was staying with my mother with security, I got a message from a friend from Florida saying I wasn't safe there either. And I believe that was true. Why am I on the hit list? Well, when I spoke with Ernest Luke, he had told me that I am on a list, that my messaging is wrong. Specifically, you know, I'm activating sheriffs, which they're allowed to do, and my messaging around certainly. This was confirmed in Florida, saying, you know, that some of my information could be damaging to, like, Children's Health Defense. I don't even know how that is. So why am I in this situation? There is a massive plan, as you guys know, right? Just basically to track and trace everybody. So if you notice in America, at least in California and Florida, there's lights everywhere. You're also being injected with the lipid nanoparticle technology. Those are tracking devices. And their weapons. And so what I did in Florida caught the attention of a number of people. Apparently, according to Ernest, it caught the attention of former President Obama and Secretary of State Clinton. And the reason why there's a target on my back is because I have a demand letter up on my Substack for sheriffs to seize the weapons. It's very easy to do. If you have victims and people were harmed by the injections, those weapons can be seized. We just need one brave sheriff or chief deputy to do the order, and then the house of cards will fall apart. So that's one of the reasons. But then Ernest also told me it was my messaging around specific individuals, and I have a feeling it was around Dr. Robert Malone. Now, I've never spoke to Dr. Robert Malone. I've been critical of him when he said that the FDA approval for Pfizer didn't happen on August 24th, 2021. He went on Steve Bannon and said it was for a company called BioNTech, not Pfizer. And they're obviously business partners. It's like a marriage. So Pfizer also broke their immunity shield. If you read the DOD contract, they forfeited their immunity under EUA. That's not my opinion. That's also what the federal judge in the Brooke Jackson case ruled, which is why he ruled on the case. He wasn't supposed to rule on it at all. He did not punt it. So Pfizer's completely liable. We can go after them with criminal and civil charges. But more importantly, we need to get these injections out of the community before they cause disease, disabilities, and death among more children. Also, I was critical of Dr. Carl Malone because Glenn Beck, he confessed that mRNA injections are the gateway into transhumanism. So what is transhumanism? Dr. Robert Malone explained it by making biological changes to the human body and also integrating it with the digital realm. So the biological changes are non-human DNA. And you can read Dr. Robert Malone's patent from 1996, which is expression of exogenous DNA in mammal cells. So in that patent, he was experimenting with his cationic liposome, which is a technology to express reptilian DNA, to express insect DNA in human cells. And specifically, it says in patients. So even in the human body and human beings. My other concern is that, Dr. Robert Malone consistently says Pfizer's not liable, right? He started August 24th, on Steve Bannon. He said after watching the video from Project Veritas with Jordan Walker at the end, he said, well, it's obvious that Pfizer's above all international laws for biowarfare. And he mentioned some Israel treaty, but that's not true. So I think that was a major part of it. And I keep in mind, this is all open information. When Dr. Robert Malone was interviewed by Joe Rogan, he admitted, he's like, yeah, I have friends at the NIH. I've got Anthony Fauci's cell phone. I have friends at the three-letter agencies, the CIA, the FBI, the Pentagon. I was in charge of vaccine development and billions of dollars with BARDA. He's also worked with DARPA, basically to create these nanotechnologies, is what they are, that mimic our biology, right? And he's very open about this. And he also says, yeah, he works with the CIA and the FBI. And, you know, he said on January 4th, Michael Callahan, the big guy at the CIA, I guess, gave him a call. So my concern is, some of his messaging is saying, it's like, well, yeah, this is terrible. We shouldn't inject children. We shouldn't inject adults. And now it should be pulled. But there's nothing you can do. And that is fifth generation warfare, right? It is disempowering your enemy to say, and it's called mockery of the victim. So you tell them the crimes that are being committed, and then you say there's nothing you can do, and that's simply false. And I would recommend everyone, please download that letter I wrote to the sheriffs, and also the there's a letter to the sheriffs, and then there's one that's called The Weapon the Intelligent and Brave Have Been Waiting For. So why do we bring up Dr. Robert Mullen so much? So I went on Steve Peters in October of 2021, and I just showed the evidence that these were people were injected with electromagnetic devices, the artificial intelligence. I know that sounds crazy, but quantum dots, right? And even nanoparticles, those that mimic biology, they're anywhere from 40 to 300 nanometers in size. They're the fraction of the size of a cell. And a quantum dot is like 8 nanometers to 1 nanometer. So it's like 1/100th or 1/1000th the size of the cell. And this was what was injected in our bodies. And my concern is that when Dr. Mullen first came forward, he called them lipids. They're not lipids, they are technologies. So that was a big concern of mine, that we never came forward and said these were technologies because no one interacted with them. And now history has shown, unfortunately, that millions or thousands of people have died, hundreds of thousands, probably in the United States, and millions have gotten disease and disabilities inflicted upon them. So, you know, Dr. Mullen talks about how he's still in touch with all these people at the CIA and the FBI. Those people are now on me. They want me dead. That's basically what Ernest told me. He said I had a 50-50 chance of survival, which I don't even know if it's that. I've been poisoned multiple times. So it's the CIA and the FBI that we know have all these agents that go after people who go against the narrative. So my concern is that also Dr. Robert Mullen is, you know, obviously an advisor to Bobby Kennedy, and he's misadvised him as far as Pfizer's liability. RFK Jr. has said he definitely wants to go after Big Pharma, take them down, and Pfizer, but Dr. Mullen has told him, hey, you can't go after Pfizer, right? I don't know, that the trials weren't real, that it was a BioNTech product, and all of these are false statements. And again, it's mockery of the victim. It's also extrinsic fraud. So when you say things that are false so that someone doesn't take action, that's very harmful. So I was told, because of my criticism of Dr. Robert Mullen, it reflected poorly on Children's Health Defense and on RFK Jr. And I meant no disrespect. I influenced by someone who invented this technology. There's an expression in regards to fifth generation warfare, which is, the best way to control your opposition is to lead it. So when we came forward, and I mean Americans who knew mRNA nanotechnologies were harmful and dangerous, who came forward to lead our movement? The inventor of it. So there's a conflict there. And that's my biggest concern. And if you share this with Dr. Robert Mullen, I've openly said I'd have a discussion with him. But, you know, October of 2022 to talk. I got a phone call. Mickey Willis called me, you know, basically asking me to not criticize. Hi, I'm back again. Like I said, I'm literally being hunted because I'm trying to save the lives of children and adults around the world. And I'm being hunted, according to Ernest, by our own government, which is controlled by Hillary Clinton and Obama, former President Obama. And my concern about what has happened is that Pfizer broke the law, they acted criminally, they have no immunity shield. We can do stuff. And because there's so much corruption at so many levels, I beg of you, go to your sheriffs, bring a victim by this, it's a weapon. I lay it all out, all the evidence. I was told that that letter I wrote, for some reason, Children's Health Defense, they said it was terrifying, it was threatening. It's literally to save our children. We should no longer experiment on these. And Pfizer admitted that the lots vary in formulation. So it's criminal human experimentation. There is something we can do. You can go to your, you can go to the police departments, you know, and you can, you should, our lives depend on it. And again, I mean, I'm sorry not to, I don't want to beat a dead horse, but to go back to Dr. Romulo, he says he's friends with the people at the FBI and the CIA, right? And we've lost people in this movement. We just lost Dr. Pittard. Byron Artis had said that he's been, you know, they've attempted to poison him as well. We lost Zev Zelenko very early on. And again, the best way to control your opposition is to lead it. If Dr. Malone is friends with the three-letter agencies that are trying to destroy America, destroy us, and destroy our children, why don't we question some of the stuff that he says with evidence? My Substacks lay it all out. And the other concern I have is, just like with Trump, Bobby Kennedy, RFK Jr., just like with Trump, we said the problem with Trump was his advisors. So if RFK is working with someone, working with people, and Bobby, I mean, no disrespect at all, or Mr. Kennedy, with someone who says he's friends with all these top people at the Pentagon, the CIA, and the FBI, and he's Bobby's advisor, that's not good. He's going to advise them so that the plan to continue to experiment us criminally using this technology will continue, and we'll continue to suffer disease, disabilities, and death, and we'll continue to have control. So it's not a good choice as an advisor. The three-letter agencies, the CIA, took out RFK Jr.'s brother and his uncle, JFK Jr. We know that now. So we shouldn't be bringing people who, from those organizations into our movement. They have been a corrupted agencies for decades. And that's what I was told. I'm being, basically, I'm a dead woman walking. That's what I was told. And excuse me, I'm not as articulate as I usually am. I literally got another aerosol, you know, my room had some aerosol stuff in it, and I got, you know, brain fog, and I started swelling up and stuff. So the point of my message is that there is something you can do. Pfizer is absolutely criminally liable. They have no immunity under their contract, and because they didn't engage in proper clinical trials, it was fraudulent. And because we know these injections don't provide any prevention of infection or disease, and they weren't done under bona fide research, and they don't serve a peaceful purpose because they're causing harm, they can be seized in every state. We just need the people to rally like their lives depend upon it. And keep in mind, the nanotechnology, what they call lipid nanoparticles, but you know, the nanotech, is being used in many different ways. It can be put into, again, it can be aerosolized. James Giordano talks about this. It can also be put into your food and your water, which they are doing. And it's really to the destruction of humanity because it causes the diseases, but they also contain gene editing technologies. We know this now. So James Clapper, worked for the intelligence community under Clinton, had said, look, these gene editing technologies are weapons of mass destruction. Why? Because when you make permanent changes to the genome of a species, humans, that's to the extermination of that species. So I think a lot of the people in the freedom movement, we all came, you know, most of us came forward with really good intentions, but you have to keep in mind this has been planned for decades. So there are people in our movement who are pretending to be on our side, but they're actually working, again, for those three-letter agencies. And if they're best friends with them, I'm sure they are. I mean, why did Michael Callahan from the CIA call Dr. Art Malone on January 4th? It doesn't make sense. So we need to use discernment with who we listen to and follow, but I think more importantly, we need to get the shots out of the communities right away by working with your sheriffs to do that. So, anyway, again, where am I? You guys are probably wondering. So when God put on my heart to look into this technology as to what Pfizer had developed, I went to Mexico. I went got a one-way ticket not to Nineveh. I did not want to do it. I am back at the resort where I started doing my analysis. It's called Barcelomaya. Barcelomaya, sorry. And I'm at the adults resort. So you say, Karen, why would you tell them where they are, where you are? They already know I'm here. So I notified the staff about what was going on. But again, literally, our government is acting like international mobsters, and Pfizer is acting like the drug cartel. And we need to stand up. We need to stand up and work with our sheriffs, work with our policemen, work our way up and demand that these shots are removed. I beg of you to even send it to the senators, because there's another thing that people, even if they're going along with this plan, even if their hearts are darkened and they do not care that they're causing disease and death among adults and children because they're making money or they did something embarrassing in the past that they don't want to be exposed. Even then, you know, I say to them, and then what? What do you think is going to happen? So you're going along with this plan, you know, to cause diseases, disabilities, and death among American adults and children and people around the globe. And again, you know, there was no SARS-CoV-2 outbreak. Those were aerosol attacks, or they put stuff in the water or on the surface. And that's laid out in the DARPA pitch from EcoHealth Alliance. So we're being destroyed. And so for people who are going along with this, out of fear of exposure or out of greed, I say, and then what? What happens, you know, when American adults and children start dying? What happens with this technology? Because it is, biotechnology is technology that mimics biology. And keep in mind, Dr. Malone also has said on several interviews, he's working on really cool stuff like nanorobots and things like that. So what happens when that gets into our system? And there, now they can track us on our phones, but they can actually track you wherever you go. So I say to these people that are going along with the plan, and then what? So adults and children start dying, and then what? Okay, America is taken over by a foreign government through either the World Health Organization, which is controlled by the CCP. Okay, and then what? Do you think the devil's gonna honor his word? For people who are going along with this, do you think the devil's going to honor his word and reward you for your work? Whether you're a sheriff that's going along with this plan, a congressman, or a school board, at some point, you are no longer safe, and your family is no longer safe. They said they wanted the global World Economic Forum, and said they want to reduce the population to 500 million, I believe, by 2030 or something like that. And then I think Elon Musk said it's going to be down to 1.5 billion by 2027, and humans are going to be replaced with humanoids. Why are you going along with this plan? You are not going to be spared. I am being hunted down right now like an animal for telling the truth, for giving people documentation so that they can protect their communities and protect their children. And that's why the government, it wants me dead. You know, and also because I criticized Dr. Malone. That's why the government wants me dead. And this was made very clear to me by Ernest Luque. Again, his last name is L-U-Q-E. He's in charge of Alpha Security. He worked for the FBI and the Pentagon. He said, there's a huge file on me. I guess, their number one target right now. So to those people who are going along with this plan, eventually you will not have a future anymore either. Either you will be executed, you know, murdered with this technology, or you will be continued to be experimented on, you and your children, with these technologies. And keep in mind, when I talk about these technologies, they're nanotechnology. That's not a crazy word. It has to do with the size. And typically it's less than 1,000 nanometers, or it could be just less than one micrometer, which is 1,000 nanometers. Why is that so dangerous? Because when people got injected or inhaled or ingest lipid nanoparticle technology, it goes straight into your cells. It disrupts the mitochondria. It changes your DNA. And these host electromagnetic fields. So it does unbelievable damage to your circulatory system, to your heart, to your respiratory system. And because of the size, they're able to go straight to your brain. They cross the blood-brain barrier. This has never happened before. Viruses are thousands of times or tens of thousands of times the size of these nanoparticle technologies. So these are absolutely weapons. I don't know why there isn't a sense of urgency to remove these. I don't know why RFK Jr. isn't saying, yes, Pfizer acted criminally. You should seize these shots. The sheriffs have the authority to do it. Every community should do it. If Dr. Malone is on our side, that's what he should say too. He says he wants these removed from the community, then say, hey, Karen Kingston put together a letter to the sheriffs. They can remove these from your community. But no, what does Robert Malone say? He says that Pfizer's above all international laws for biowarfare. That's insane. That's absolutely insane. And you want to know when he said it? He said at the end of the Project Veritas video with Jordan Walker. So we have to stand up now like your lives depend on it. And the people that are going along with this plan, or people who have been intimidated. My friends in Florida were all intimidated. Some of them were harmed. One of my friends got poisoned so bad, his whole body swelled up, like to double the size, and his lips swelled up because they were working with me. My friends in Florida, because they were working with me, have been harassed, threatened, and they've tried to kill them. This has actually happened. So what do you think is gonna happen as this plan progresses? They don't want Americans around anymore. If you go along with this plan, you also are gonna be on the list eventually. So I think that those people who are going along with it, I just pray that they wake up and see what is happening. This nanoparticle technology is being used in the injections, it's being used in our food supply, it's being used in plants, it's being aerosolized. It's literally hijacking the cellular makeup of plants around the globe and algae in our oceans and our lakes. This is absolutely to the destruction of humanity, these nanoparticle technologies, and people need to understand that. And they need to seize the shots now. Now. You know, and I wish RFK Jr. would say, yes, you can seize the shots. These have caused more harm than good. In Chicago in 1982, I think it was, 7 people died from the Tylenol and a 12-year-old girl. And a mother went down to the police and said, you need to seize the shots. And a deputy chief said, I can't do that. She said, yes, you can. Not seize the shots, seize the Tylenol. So it's the same situation. We actually have, in Florida, Surgeon General Latipo identified over 16,000 Floridians that died from cardiac complications within 6 months, 3,500 within 1 month, after getting the nanoparticle technology injections, what we're calling vaccines. 16,000 people died in the state of Florida from these shots, according to Surgeon General Latipo, just from heart complications, and they couldn't attribute it to anything else. So why are the shots still in the state of Florida? Why aren't the sheriffs saying, okay, people in their own departments have suffered. Why aren't they taking these down? Why aren't they going out and getting the shots? Why are they going along with this plan, right? We know the World Health Organization, wants to be this global superpower. And who is the World Health Organization being controlled by? The Chinese Communist Party, right? So these people who are saying, well, the only way out is to do military tribunals. Okay, and then what? So you wanna do military tribunals, you wanna use the UN, United Nations, or another organization. Then America will be convicted of international biowarfare crimes greater than Germany. And we will be annihilated 1,000 times more. And then what's gonna happen? We will be invaded. We're already being invaded with our open borders. And then we're supposed to just give up all of our rights and surrender to the Chinese Communist Party. And so is our military. And I want our military to remember you did take an oath. And under the Universal Code for Military Justice, you are to uphold the Constitution and to protect the American people. I think General Flynn and Cash Patel had said, well, no, if there's a new government that takes over, they said the military can't do anything about it. That is a lie. It's actually in the Universal Code of Military Justice that is their job to defend America from enemies within and outside. So I hope people in the military also who are, have humanity would take an initiative to work to get these shots removed globally. Because the weapon for the World Health Organization is vaccines, what they're calling vaccines. So if we seize their weapons, we don't need to be afraid for the next attack. And keep in mind the way that this nanoparticle technology is what they're calling vaccines. Well, now they can aerosolize a vaccine, or they can put something on your skin. They're calling that a vaccine. If you read patents and military documents, when they use weapons of biowarfare, they call it immunization. So if they want to, basically use these lipid nanoparticles to cause CNS disabilities, to harm us in other ways, they just say, or to express diseases, they say, oh, we immunize them. we immunized them. Now, if they use it on their enemies, they said, well, we used it to kill them and take them out. So another thing about fifth generation warfare, if you listen to James Giordano, what he says is it's best, and this is in The Art of War, I believe. Oh, no, that's not. So James Giordano, what he says is he says, look, the best war field is a friendly field, a friendly field. So what does that mean? It means that you get your enemy to agree to what they're doing to you, right? So you have, you know, there's no conflict. So you have a friendly battlefield. So, you know, if we're being told that the mRNA technologies, we know that they're harmful. Dr. Art Malone has said they are harmful. But then he also says there's nothing we can do about it to get them removed immediately, because they're killing people. Well, now they have a friendly battlefield, right? Because we aren't fighting back. I mean, how great is that? You know, many of our leaders are saying ridiculous things like this is exclusively a DoD contract and Pfizer just slapped their logo on it. That is not what the DoD contract says. Read $3 trillion Substack on my Substack. It's free. The contract says Pfizer operated completely independent of the U.S. government, of the U.S. military, and worked directly with the FDA. They say they own the shots, they own the intellectual property, they own the inventory, right? So we can do something to go after Pfizer. And we can seize these shots, whether it's Pfizer or Moderna, out of our communities. But again, when you talk about a friendly battlefield, how would that happen? Well, you would have people who are working for the enemy infiltrate those who want to push back and say, no, this isn't right. We want these seized. We want to sue Pfizer. We want to see Albert Bourla in jail. So what do? You have people who work for the enemy come in to the movement and act like they're our friends, act like they're on our side. And I said on Stu Peters in, I think it's September, October, one of the first times I was on there, 2021, I'm sorry people don't understand sociopathy. I'm sorry they don't understand that there's evil in the world. But if someone has sociopathy and they have ill intentions for you, they want to harm you, they don't tell you that they plan on harming you. They tell you whatever it is you need to hear so that you trust them. That's why. So when people come forward and say, yes, we shouldn't inject children, and now because I put so much pressure on people, they're calling this a bioweapon, right? But our leaders, I was the one that had to keep blowing the whistle and not stop to get them to give Americans and global citizens the words to articulate the crime that was done against them and to let them know that there is something they can do. Now, the problem is none of our leaders are recommending anything that can immediately stop this attack. I am, and that's why I'm being hunted down today or the last couple weeks. I have not been in contact with any friends, any family, anyone for their own safety. This is the first time I've turned my cell phone on in 2 weeks. So it's for my safety and it's for your safety. But I want you guys to know I am being hunted down. And I would ask Dr. Robert Malone, you're friends with people in the CIA, okay? For the love of humanity. You know, I know you talked about transhumanism on Glenn Beck's show, but for the love of humanity, call off your friends at the CIA. This is who's hunting me down. And they're doing this to intimidate people. And I forgive my friends and any other people that I'm close to that stabbed me in the back. I've been set up to be poisoned. I was set up to be poisoned in Florida. That's the truth with that rental. I forgive you. I know that you were threatened. And people say, well, what, Karen, you know, why are you still doing this? And this may be the last time you guys ever see me. I'm honest. I knew what I signed up for. But I'm sorry. But I chose to sacrifice instead of suffer. So when you sacrifice, you give everything, including your life, right? For the greater good. I chose to do that instead of suffer. So people that are going along with the plan out of intimidation or whatever reason, they're suffering, right? Because when you suffer, you're not willing to give up whatever you're afraid to lose, right? You're afraid to lose stuff, so you suffer through that anxiety. You're being threatened and you're suffering through it. And to me, I just gave everything up to God. I shouldn't be here today. I am protected because of God. I know the CIA and the FBI and the Clintons and Obama apparently are like, what the hell is she doing still being alive? And I just praise God. I've been reading Psalms every day, you know, written by King David, over and over again. And I've been praying over and over again for a hedge of protection. And again, if you wonder where I am, I'm at Barcelomaya. It's in Mexico. Because I was not safe in the United States. All those cameras throughout Southern California and all the cameras in Collier County, it's ridiculous. You're tracked everywhere. So I came somewhere where I thought I was safe, but I'm not safe anywhere. People know where I am. Again, my room gets sprayed, my water gets contaminated, my food does as well. So, I don't know, Mickey Willis, if you're listening, Steve Kirsch, Mike Adams, you know, please talk to Dr. Robert Malone to call off the CIA. He's friends with them. Call off the CIA from hunting me down for the love of humanity. And I'd like to know who told the CIA to kill me. I'll never find out, but I would love to know who said, she's a threat to our objectives, make her go away. So I've gone really long on this. I'm gonna end it now. But to those that support me, I love you. And please do something. I gave you the evidence. It's all on my Substack to actually stop this attack on America and humanity. And I just ask that you take action. Our lives depend on it. Our children's lives depend on it. And humanity does too. That's what I have to say for now, and I know I look like crap. I've been barely sleeping. And RFK Jr., I'm sorry, I did not mean any disrespect to you. I did do an interview with Bobby Kennedy on November 30th of last year, because, and I have to say, I know that Sasha Lotopovia misread the DOD contract. So I did an interview with Bobby on November 30th, and I went through the contract, and I went through the EUA laws, and I destroyed Pfizer's immunity. And he won't air the interview, and he keeps saying he's open to debate. We had the debate. Please share that interview, RFK Jr., whether it's through Children's Health Defense or yourself. People need to know that Pfizer doesn't have immunity. And I know, you know, why is RFK Jr. partnering with someone who's friends with the three-letter agencies that killed his uncle and his father? I don't know. I don't wish to walk a day in that man's shoes. I really don't. And I don't wish to walk a day in Dr. Robert Malone's shoes. When you work for the CIA and the FBI and the Pentagon, you don't leave. You can't leave. The only way to only exit is death, right? So, you know, we need soldiers. We need moms and dads. We have to take the responsibility to save our country. And not be misled by our leaders. I was told that what I did in Florida, I was told Children's Health Defense found it terrifying because we were getting movement, people were taking action, they were gonna stop this. So I don't know if Children's Health Defense is a captured agency, you know, because what do we need? What's the most important thing? To get the shots out of the communities, to have independent experts look at them and show you the nanoparticle technology. Right, and show what's being done, and then also ask where else is this being used. No one was told they were injected with nanoparticle technologies. They thought it was a biological agent, and the FDA classifies these technologies as electromagnetic devices. No one was told they were injected with electromagnetic devices. So I just beg people, I've done so much work to try to save this country. I just beg you to go to my Substack, get those letters, and take action to save America. And, you know, if you're friends with Dr. Robert Malone, please ask him to call the CIA and have them step off and stop hunting me down like a wild animal. Mickey Willis did call me after I went on the Stu Peter show. And he basically said, you know, to stop criticizing, or stop saying that the Pfizer approval happened, right? And criticizing Dr. Malone. And I'm not criticizing him. I'm criticizing his interpretation, which was a false and reckless interpretation of contracts in the law. And Mickey told me, like, well, you know, if you don't get in line, kind of, he's so sweet. He didn't say it that way, but he just said, you know, you're not gonna be part of this team anymore. You're not gonna be part of history. And then Mike Adams, you know, so nice, such a sweet man. You know, he called me and he basically told me that I need to stop, you know, criticizing Dr. Malone because Dr. Malone may sue me. And, you know, to that I say, I haven't said anything about Dr. Malone. I'll just repeat what he said. You know, he said on Joe Rogan, yeah, he works with the NIH, the FDA. He's got Anthony Fauci's cell phone. He's got Peter Mark's cell phone from the FDA. He's friends with the CIA and the FBI and the Pentagon. He worked with DARPA and BARDA. Like, he said all of these things. He said specifically he's managed billions of dollars in vaccine development. We know from U.S. government documents and military documents and the 2017 patent owned by the NIH, right, that it's called vaccine nanotechnology. It says they can be used to deliver weapons of biowarfare, right? So why is Dr. Malone sharing those documents with us so that we can take action? You know, these were only developed to cause harm to humanity. They are gene editing technologies. Once you edit the genome of a species, that is the extermination of that species. So if you guys, you know, what is the same with Mike, again, he told me to kind of be careful because I would get sued. To Dr. Malone, if you share this with him, and I'm, you know, still around tonight or tomorrow, like, the decent thing to do is to have a debate, right? If I have no credibility and I'm so insignificant, then Dr. Malone, why don't we have a debate about your invention and this technology? And you can destroy me publicly and humiliate me, right? But if you have friends at the CIA, right, and they can just hunt me down like a wild animal, I mean, I guess that's easier. But please stop this. Please, you have friends at the CIA. Tell them to step down and stop haunting me. Stop hunting me down. You guys have no idea how big this global crime syndicate is, and they have tons of money. It is nothing for them to say to someone, here's $1,000, when that woman sits down, put this on her sandwich, you know, before you serve her, or put it in her water glass, you know, or offer them $10,000 or $100,000. These people have unlimited money, and they are global. There is nowhere for me to actually hide from them at all. I have just been hopping around from cities and countries to stay alive, to literally stay alive. And I know, again, RFK Jr., you know, he's got obviously a bone to pick with the CIA. He's good friends with Malone. Bobby, I beg of you, sorry, Mr. Kennedy, I beg of you to talk to Dr. Robert Malone and not have me killed. Not have me killed. You know, I want you guys to know, I am very healthy. I'm a great swimmer, and I am not suicidal. I'm here fighting for you and for the future of humanity. So everyone that supports me, thank you so much. I really do appreciate it. And I'm a little bit teary-eyed because I'm exhausted. I'm absolutely exhausted from trying to stay alive. So I'm again sorry for the distress I've caused. Please go to my Substack. Please get those documents. Please do this. Please take action now. And don't pull in freedom movement leaders. You don't need them. You just need your community. You know, any freedom movement leader that's just too happy to oblige and join you, at this point, I don't know who's compromised and not. You guys can do this on your own. You can do, in Collier County, they were doing a great job on their own. They really were. I just was giving them documentation to close the deals with their commissioners. And we took it a step too far when we were actually going to remove the threat from the communities, right? And if I hadn't worked with them, and I just worked behind the scenes, they may have accomplished it. So do not work with the freedom movement leaders, please. In the communities, you guys can do this on your own. You can bring the evidence on your own. You can find good policemen in your community. You can find good doctors to testify in your community. Anyway, this is a long one. Thank you so much. God bless you. Love to you all.